It looks like that Apple iCar may never be happening. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech. For over a year, Apple has quietly been hiring folks to design the dream iCar, Apple's entry into the electric self-driving market. And we've been salivating at the thought of Apple's consumer smarts on a vehicle. But now it looks like the dream, if not dead, is on life support. A recent report in Bloomberg suggests that Apple has laid off many of its automobile staffers, and the idea of building its own car, well, that's toast. Bloomberg says hundreds have been let go and that the new direction is based on potentially having another party build the car, one that might be designed by Apple. So what went wrong? Well, apparently building a car just ain't easy. Just ask Tucker, DeLorean, and many others with great ideas who just couldn't pull it off. But I don't think this means that Apple is pulling away from cars. Tim Beharin, the longtime analyst who has covered Apple since the 1980s, has been telling me for 2 years that Apple's interest is software that gives the company ownership of the dashboard, not making their own car. And perhaps he's right. What does Apple need to deal with wheels and transmissions when instead really all it wants to do is sell iTunes and Apple Music subscriptions and downloads while we drive? I do know this, covering the new car space will not be as much fun without that dream iCar, but oh well, there's always the iPhone 8 to look forward to in 2017, right folks? I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech, one of the many podcasts in the USA Today podcasting network. You can listen to shows like Talking Tech, I Tell My Husband the News, and Couple Politics every day here on Stitcher and iTunes.